Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
It's the Round Ball Rock Podcast, starring Dave Schilling, Roy Hibbert, Xavier Henry, Joey Devine, Jeremy Lin, Carlos Boozer, Robert Sacre, Sean Keen, Chris Kamen, Patreons Ethan Schiller, thank you Ethan, Double Roo, musical guest Sexy Depth Soda, and now the temporary host of Round Ball Rock, Joey Devine.
Hi, it's me, Joey Devine, your temporary host of the Round Ball Rock podcast, and we are here with a brand new episode. But before we get to our guest and Sean, I'd just like to mention again, at Round Rock Pod on Twitter, at roundrockpod@gmail.com, on Gmail, patreon.com/roundrockpod. But more importantly, this week we're encouraging all our listeners to donate to the Ella Baker Center for Human Rights in Oakland, California, which works locally, statewide, and nationally to shift resources away from prisons and punishment. Because we here at Round Ball Rock believe all cops are bastards and you should defund the police. Sean, you're here. How are you?
I'm good. Doing well. Took my mom to get a COVID test, actually. Oh. She got the deep swab. It looked gross, I gotta say.
More importantly, though, the full-time permanent host of the Round Rock podcast is here with us. Everyone, Dave Schilling is back. It's a reunion, baby. Dave Schilling, how are you?
It's lit, fam.
Oh, yes. I forgot. I used to say that. It's lit, fam.
Joey used to say that every episode. I thought I'd dig that up and dust it off for today's special episode. It's good to be back.
Dave, the reason Round Ball Rock exists.
Yeah, it was my brainchild. You know, I went in the lab and I got my shots up and I started, working with Lethal Shooter. On Instagram, try to figure out what was going to be the best hit basketball podcast of all time. Uh-huh. And, you know, with that Mamba mentality, working hard, getting in the gym, making things happen.
And that's how you came up with the idea for Count the Dings.
And, first in, last out. That's my motto. And then here we are. It's still lit, fam, after all these years. We just never did our My Giant commentary, which I'm sure there are three people who are fuming.
We haven't heard from anyone about that in a while, but yeah, we do still owe all of our loyal listeners commentary track for the white slavery movie My Giant about how Billy about how Billy Crystal, not wearing blackface for once in his damn life, actually owns a human being who's also a giant.
It's possible that due to the interest and the vig, we might have to also record a Forget Paris. I don't know. I'm just maybe just the basketball scenes of Forget Paris.
So, Dave, the reason we had you on today is you have a new podcast that is fully in the swing and only has two more episodes left. So let's get that. Let's get those plugs out of the way before we get to the NBA. Dave,
I like it. I like an early plug because that means that no one is tuned out yet.
Right.
And that's exciting.
I learned from the best, the permanent host, Dave Schiller.
Right. That's right. You got to watch your analytics and see when your drop off happens. So it's called Full Court Chat with Dave Schilling. I play kind of a smarmier version of myself, you know, a fictionalized version of myself based on my real life as a former sports writer. And it's also based on my experience working on a sports television talk show and how inane and stupid that was.
You should claim that it's actually based on, you're based on Ray Romano's character on Ray, Everyone Loves Raymond, who was a sports writer.
I don't know if you saw Dave's World with Harry Anderson. It's based on that.
It's based on the Colin Coward pilot. Have you ever read the Colin Coward pilot script?
No, it's based on the Jalen Rose pilot.
Oh. Wasn't there also a... Yeah, no, there definitely was. There was a Tony Kornheiser sitcom, too, because I remember Malcolm Jamal Warner played Michael Wilbon. Yeah, what was the name of that one? Tony Kornheiser.
It was called Prematurely Canceled. Anyway, yeah, so it's based on all of those things.
It was called Listen Up!
That blows.
Do you remember who played Tony Kornheiser? It's hilarious.
Was it Tony Danza?
No.
It was Jason Alexander!
It was Jason Alexander!
They made 22 episodes of this show.
I can't believe it. Sometimes I'm amazed that people whose ostensible job was just to grouchily comment on sports became that famous and that rich.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you could never do that now. No one's going to make a sitcom about Robert Mays.
No.
This is not going to, no one's going to make the Zach Lowe sitcom. That's not going to happen.
I would watch the Zach Lowe sitcom, but I feel like it's more of a Quibi show.
It's a show about a man who hates his family so much he retreats into statistics.
Uh-huh. I think there's actually some material there, because you think about this kind of like bored, lonely man married to a stern Slavic woman. And all he does is, like you said, pore over analytics and statistics.
While drinking exactly one beer.
So she's always trying to get his attention, like, Zach, please talk to me. Zach, I love you. We haven't made love in weeks. And he's like, I don't have time for this. I'm trying to figure out whether or not Nikola Jokic is the greatest basketball player of all time or the second greatest basketball player.
The only time he talks to her is when he's like, honey, what's a movie?
What's a movie, honey? Okay, anyway, sorry, this is rude.
Anyway, back to Full Court Chat.
Yeah, so it's based on all of those people, including Zach Lowe, and I interview comedians who are playing characters, fictional characters. For the first episode, though, we had this really funny actor named Ben Kahn come on and play Steve Bartman. And, of course, there was a lot of interest in that because I claimed on Twitter that it was really going to be Steve Bartman, because, you know, 2020 is the year of the original prankster, if you ask me. And I just love to be that Joker figure on the internet. So I pretended like it was going to be the real Steve Bartman. I got some hate mail, especially disturbed by the hate mail I got from Steve Bartman's attorney.
No!
Whoa!
Oh, yeah. Steve Bartman's attorney. I can read the email.
Please do.
Please. Bartman. I'm looking it up right now. Okay, the title of the email is Alleged Steve Bartman Interview. It is from Frank Murtha, who's not only a lawyer, informally a lawyer for Steve Bartman. Apparently, Bartman has never paid him for his services. Mr. Murtha just is really, really, really enamored with Steve Bartman and wants to protect him from evil people like me. So Mr. Murtha is also the president and CEO of Major League Football Incorporated, which is based out of a P.O. box in Bradenton, Florida.
Fun.
And he swears that this is going to be bigger than the XFL. We'll see about that, Mr. Murtha. Anyway, his email starts with, "Dear wannabe reporters and journalists."
Wow.
After having to waste an hour of my time yesterday listening to your poorly produced, unauthorized, and fake alleged interview of Steve Bartman, I have a few things to say. Number one, don't quit your day job if you have one. Mm-hmm. Number two, take down and remove your interviews in quotes, immediately. Number three, immediately put out on social media that the interview is a fake, made without Mr. Bartman's consent or permission, and is an unauthorized use of his name. The comedy in quotes notation on your site hardly makes that clear. I know why you've never succeeded in this field before. If this is your best work. And finally, and this was my favorite, and my producer Liz also enjoyed this thoroughly, he says, get tested for the virus because it looks like something has invaded your brain tissue and you should get it checked.
Hmm. Wow. So did you get tested for the virus? Do you live in a bubble now? Disney World?
I'm clean. No, I did not get tested because of that. I mean, what an asshole this person is.
Fuck number that guy.
Number one, he doesn't even actually represent Steve Bartman. Number two, any person with half a brain can realize that this is a joke. Number three, I didn't respond to his email and nothing happened. He was just threatening me because that's what people like this do. That's what lawyers do and rich people. Rich white people, they just threaten you and they think, even though you have no reason to be worried, that they have nothing to threaten you with, they threaten you anyway because they think they can just scare you into submission. No, sir. Not only was that episode continued to be distributed on the internet, I put out more episodes. There's in total 4 episodes right now, probably 5 if you're listening to this tomorrow or whenever this comes out, because the next episode drops Wednesday the 17th, so if you're listening to this anytime after that, it's available. I think it's really funny. We have Carl Tart on the show. He plays an NFL...
Oh, Carl's so funny.
...and who murdered John Lennon. We have John Gabris in the season finale. He's one of the best of the best. Great. We have Kristen Studdard, who's on Joe Quesada's Rock and Roll Hall of Fame podcast.
Who cares about the Rock Hall? I've been on that podcast more than any other guest.
No. So we have some really funny people on here, and I think it's great. It's not as good as Round Ball Rock, but I think you'll find that it is pretty funny.
You know...
It's much better than Frank Murtha thinks.
Don't be a Frank Murtha. Listen to Full Court Chat with Dave Schilling.
It's available everywhere. Not iTunes. It's called Apple Podcasts now. Google Podcasts, Spotify, all the places. I hope you listen to it. Leave a 5-star review. And if we get to 50 5-star reviews, I'll do a commentary of my giant.
Yes!
How about that? How about them apples, internet?
By the way, Frank Murtha failed to launch Major League Football this year.
Oh, yeah. He was sued by the city of Bradenton, Florida for unpaid property tax.
Yeah. They've been evicted from 2 different headquarters so far.
Yeah, he's a piece of shit. And I hope if he does listen to this, he knows I think he's a piece of shit.
Hey, Frank Murtha, you're banned from listening to our podcast.
Yeah. I'm writing a letter right now to the virus that's inside of your brain.
Frank, you're not even allowed to donate to the Patreon.
Uh-huh. So the first question, you know what? Let's do a fun reader mail question before we get to our news. How's that sound, guys?
Yeah, great.
All right.
This is Round Ball Rock Reader Mail. Communications from listeners. Why do we call it Reader Mail? It is confusing for robots.
All right. Our question comes from our friend El Half Narrow, who was talking about the UC Santa Cruz rebrand. Dave, have you seen this yet?
They're not the banana slugs anymore?
No, the banana slug is buff now.
Yeah, it's kind of swole.
Yeah. So his question is, which NBA team should make their mascot a buffer version of what it currently is?
Oh, that's interesting. You know, I actually have some experience with buff mascots because I was at a Rockets playoff game. I think it was maybe 2018 when they lost in the first round to the Jazz. Teehee, that was funny. Wait, was that the Jazz? No, who was that that they played? Maybe that wasn't the first round. Doesn't matter. I've lost track of what happened in my career as a sports writer. Either way, I'm in Houston. I'm in the press box. The Clutch, the big fat mascot, you know, he does his thing. And then at halftime, he comes out and he's shredded. Like, it's the same helmet, but it's a different body. He's just like, he's got a six pack. I'm sure we talked about this on the podcast before. Uh-huh. I was so horrified by that. He became a zaddy at halftime. It's really weird. Anyone else? Though, I guess if I had to pick a different mascot besides Clutch to get buff, I guess I would have to go with the lion from the Nuggets is already buff, so not him.
he's not that buff. He could be more buff.
What if Ben Franklin got
that
really
was my answer?
That feels right.
The 76ers Ben Franklin alternate logo needs to be buff. That's my answer. It would just, be so just much like, better.
If he was shirtless sometimes, that would be so tight. Just to be like, I'm going to attract lightning with these abs. Welcome to the Gun Show, Philadelphia.
I'm glad we're on the same that one.
What about the Brooklyn Knight?
Is he still around? Did they not?
I'm pretty sure he's gone. But that might be the reboot they need. It's like they should actually just design him based on Adam Driver from Girls. Like, that should basically just be the Nets mascot.
I was going to say Adam Driver from Marriage Story. But
sure. that would work. Yeah. He just comes out and punches a wall.
I was
going to
say,
if
they're down in the fourth quarter, he just starts punching stuff.
I'll tell you who doesn't need to be buff. That Spurs Coyote, that psychopath, no. the most joker-fied mascot, who does not wear pants and is a sick fucking freak, has cracked out eyeballs. If he gets buff, we're in trouble.
Yeah,
there's no stopping him if he were in shape at all.
Meth doesn't make you buff. You know what I mean? Like it might make you skinny.
Yeah.
Also, I don't want to see buff Chuck the Condor.
Oh, no. I don't want to see Chuck the Condor, period, but definitely not buff.
I do want Steve Ballmer to get buff. He's basically the Clippers mascot.
No, if he got buff, it'd be like when Chris Pratt got buff. makes everybody uncomfortable.
Look at how much I can bench!
All I had to do was stop drinking beer and
start
drinking vodka, bro. I have a question for you guys.
Yeah, what's up, Dave?
Since we're talking about the bubble here and whether or not this is even going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Well, we were going to get to that, keep asking your question.
It's a bubble-related question.
Yeah.
Are the mascots going into the bubble?
This is an excellent question. I would guess no, right?
I would assume so as well, but if you've learned anything from the Korean baseball organization, like I did, where I watched, you know, plenty of Korean baseball, in total 3 games in the span of 2 weeks. And then, of course, we started having protests around police brutality, and the Korean baseball organization didn't seem so interesting anymore. Mm-hmm. But at the time, I was into it, and they all have mascots. There's tons of mascots. There's the dinosaur, and they've got, like, blow-up dolls in the crowd and all kinds mm-hmm. of stuff. I need the NBA to do the same. I need the NBA to have mascots. But it feels like, you guys are right, there's not going to be mascots in the bubble.
I think the most important reason to bring mascots into the bubble is, if left to his own devices, the Spurs Coyote will blow up a hospital.
Yeah, you gotta keep him in that bubble, because otherwise he's free to roam around. The greater Riverwalk area, and that's worse.
He's an agent of chaos. He's like a dog chasing cars, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Some mascots just want to watch the world burn, you know what I'm saying?
And it's one mascot wants to...
There's the title of the podcast right there. That's the name of the episode.
One mascot wants to watch the world burn, and his name is the Spurs Coyote.
But aren't they all effectively masked? Anyway, it seems like it wouldn't be that dangerous.
Social distancing is easy when you're covered in fur and you've got a giant helmet on your head.
And none of those guys have friends or families, right? It's the mascot. You take an oath of celibacy when you join that profession.
Oh yeah, just like the Jedi.
Yeah.
Our next question comes from Acno 21, excuse me. And he asks, which NBA reporter would most enjoy or hate life inside the bubble?
Zach Lowe, obviously, is going to love it because he doesn't have to hang out with his Slavic wife anymore. Who is going to hate it? Oh, boy. So the question is, who is the biggest alcoholic in the NBA media circle? I don't know. I'm not going to sell out anybody who likes to have a good time.
I can tell you who's going to hate it the most. It's obviously Brian Windhorst, mainly because he'll vacillate wildly from being happy that the aggregators can't bother him in the bubble, but worried about what the aggregators are doing while he's not able to pay attention to them.
Oh, there will be so many aggregators now, because there are going to be a lot of sites that simply can't afford to send people into the bubble.
Right.
I think Nate Duncan or someone tweeted that it's going to cost like $55,000. Per person to put people inside the bubble.
Have you been listening to Nate's COVID-19 podcast?
I have not listened to it, but I have seen his tweets about how he is now an expert on the virus.
Yeah. Telling doctors to listen to his podcast.
Yeah, maybe I should have him check me out, since Frank Martha thinks I have it. Maybe Nate Duncan has
Yeah, see if get him on the horn.
All right, a lot of news is breaking while we're having this conversation, so let's get straight to the news.
This is Round Ball Rock News. Basketball news for humans and robots. Trust the process.
All right, should we cover the player protests or the bubble itself first?
Bubble, baby.
All right. Let's cover the bubble. Sean Shams released a lot of details about the bubble today. The NBA's proposed weirdo psycho bubble. Do you want to run us through those options?
Yeah, I'll go through real quick, and then Dave will close out this section. How about? So first of all, any player can decide not to play, and they have to decide by June 24th. You get your full money as long as you essentially have a doctor's note. So if you're high risk or you have some condition that makes it dangerous for you to play, I'm sure that asthma would qualify, for example. You can still get paid. If you don't pay, if you don't play, you lose essentially a little more than 1% of your salary, 1/92nd of your salary. I don't know how they come up with that number, but for every one of your team's games that you miss, up to 14. So you can lose up to 15% of your salary by being essentially a healthy scratch, which is, you know, a significant amount of money. If you leave campus at all, you have to quarantine for 10 to 14 days. You get that same penalty for any game you miss, essentially 1% of your salary a game. And weirdly, you have to do the more painful COVID test when you come back with a longer swab, which I guess is the punishment part. Here's my favorite part.
But hold on. They keep saying, look, certain, let's call them employees of Disney who really want this to happen, keep claiming that players who don't play will not be punished. But giving up 1/92nd of your paycheck every day you're not there is actually punishment for not playing.
Yeah, absolutely. But you do. But if you are medically cleared, you do receive your money. But you're right. You're right. That is a strong. I don't think that's a carrot. That's a stick. Mm-hmm, you know.
Absolutely.
So let me tell you, this is my favorite part of the bubble memo, Joey.
Mm-hmm.
Players will have the option to wear a proximity alarm, which will notify the player if he spends more than 5 seconds within 6 feet of another person on campus who's also wearing a proximity alarm. And it's optional for players, but mandatory for coaches and staff. It's so weird.
Dave, have you ever worn a proximity alarm?
No. Why would I wear a proximity alarm?
It sounds like what Michael Jackson had hooked up in his house, right?
He can only be so close to a child people. Or something?
No. He had a series of proximity alarms leading to his bedroom, which alerted him if anyone was going to burst in on him.
Mm-hmm.
When I was at WWE, I had a proximity alarm that would go off if someone from HR got closer than 6 feet to me, because then I'd know I was being fired.
To me, a person wearing a proximity alarm sounds not real.
It's like a Real Housewives character.
See, I was going to say it's like something like the guards would be wearing in a higher level of a video game you were playing. Like in Metal Gear Solid, once you get to base number 3, it's real hard to get the guards because they're wearing proximity alarms.
Uh-huh.
You know how in Face Off, when they go to the prison where Pastor Troy's brother is, and they've got the little boots that explode?
Yeah, the gravity boots. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, that's what I'm reminded of here.
Uh-huh.
It's depraved. This is such a strange thing. It reminds me in a way of the Kiss song Psycho Circus. The lyrics to this song are basically about the NBA bubble. You like me to read the lyrics?
Yes, please do, Dave.
Please. All right. So this is Kiss Psycho Circus. Yeah. Hello. Here I am. Here we are. We are one. I've been waiting for this night to come. Get up. Now it's time for me to take my place. The makeup running down my face. We're exiled from the human race.
Mm-hmm.
You're in the Psy. You're in the Psycho Circus. You're in the Psy. You're in the Psycho Circus. I say, welcome to the show. I've been waiting here to be your guide. So come, reveal the secrets that you keep inside. This is about Brian Windhorst trying to get dirt on players. Step up. No one leaves until the night is done. This is about no one leaving until the games have concluded.
Uh-huh.
The amplifier starts to hum. The carnival has just begun. And this leads me to believe that there will be mascots and there will be halftime entertainment like a red panda.
Because the prophet, Gene Simmons, said so.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. You're in the Psycho Circus and I say welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. The show. Welcome to the show. I've been waiting here to be your guide, so come reveal the secrets you keep inside. Step up. No one leaves till the night is done. The amplifier starts to hum. The carnival has just begun. And it goes on like that for a while, because I wouldn't say that Gene Simmons was much of a lyricist. So that's the song, but that's exactly what we're about to experience with this bubble, is a psycho circus, if you will, of basketball.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to hear another fun fact from Shams's manual, the leaked manual, Dave?
Yes, please, 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 please.
Players could wear a ring that helps with early detection of coronavirus that also tracks body temperature, respiratory rate, and heart rate.
Okay, what are these? Was Q from James Bond outfitting? It's a watch. It's also a garrote wire. What the fuck is happening? It's insane. Please be sure to bring these back in one piece, 007. What the fuck?
Also, I believe in the book about Terry Pluto's great book about the ABA, they tell a story about a man who refused to take off his rings when he was playing basketball, like it was a funny joke. But I guess we're full circle in the ABA now.
But when I was married, you had to take the ring off when you hoop your balls, because you gotta club somebody with that thing.
All right, Sean. Sean, do you have another funny thing from here?
I do. Well, also, that ring's going to be used for fat shaming, by the way.
Oh, absolutely. Right? Yeah.
Okay, so there's no recreational drug testing, but you can still get busted for being caught using drugs or in possession of drugs, because recreational marijuana is not legal in Florida. However, are there really going to be any cops in this center?
There are so many cops in Disneyland. They're just Disney's own cops.
Oh, okay.
So yes. So they'll,
I kind of feel like there's gonna be a don't ask, don't tell policy.
Yeah, but maybe not.
Okay. Players must avoid spitting or clearing their nose, wiping the ball with their jersey, licking their hands, and unnecessarily touching their mouth guard, which is the reason the Warriors weren't invited, because Steph Curry is fucking disgusting. Stop taking out your mouthpiece.
Who's going to enforce this?
Steve Javi.
Is it a technical? Oh, God. Yeah. Are they going to have to give him a panic room inside?
Steve Javi's already in a bubble.
Yeah.
Steve Javi is basically one of those precogs from Minority Report.
Yeah, he just lays down in like an energy bath between telecasts. You can't have food deliveries from outside the campus, but you can hire a personal chef at your own expense to prepare and send in meals. If you eat a meal with a member of another team, it must be outdoors, which just feels weird and not enforceable. Agents can't come unless they're related to a player, which I don't think that's very many agents. Offhand, I can't think of that.
Can I read you a funny Chris Haynes tweet that he just tweeted,
please,
by the way?
Yeah.
Yahoo sources. While on Orlando campus, players can receive standard deliveries, e.g. USPS, FedEx, UPS.
Excuse me?
Yeah, don't worry, they can get deliveries.
They can get mail.
Yeah, incoming packages will be processed, cleaned, delivered in a timely manner, also opened, read, and censored. No, I made up that last part.
Yeah, but it's also very easy to add money to the player's canteen from the outside. So the thing that I was kind of intrigued with is that each team gets like 15 guest rooms as the standard, but you basically get an extra guest room for every player you bring up to 17, which means there is a giant incentive, especially for teams that have superstars, to sign G League players just for the purpose of getting like extra room for the superstars' friends and family, which is kind of amazing. Like I assume they've already told Alex Caruso that LeBron gets his guest room, right?
Yeah.
Like that's already happened. So, it's kind of a good job creation rule, I think.
Yeah, until one of those G League players gets coronavirus.
Yeah, that's it. It does feel like it's like risky, because you are actually incentivizing people to bring in like up to four extra people into the bubble in this scenario.
Do you guys want to hear another funny tweet Shams tweeted just now?
Yeah.
All right. In NBA's Orlando campus, hotel amenities, players only lounge, NBA 2K, TVs, gaming, pool/trails, barbers, manicurists, pedicurists, 24-hour VIP concierge, and this is my favorite, daily entertainment, movie screenings, DJ sets, video games, ping pong, pool, lawn games. Players can attend other games.
I will say the DJ sets feels like the weirdest thing in the world to me. just well, this, like...
What DJs are getting in the bubble?
Steve Aoki, baby. He doesn't care. He's going to be pouring vodka into people's mouths because it's sterile. It's alcohol,
no,
so it's
yeah,
sterile.
No outside cake for Steve Aoki to smash in people's faces.
That'd be cake prepared on the premises. It has to be gluten-free because there are some celiac players in the league. They also released the game day schedule, guys.
Okay, great.
Well, this is 7 minutes ago.
Did
were
you see the hotels, though? They've also announced the hotels, which were based on seeding.
That sucks, too. That sucks.
So your low seeds in the yacht club are Blazers, Kings, Pelicans, Spurs, Suns, and Wizards. In the Grand Floridian, the Thunder, the 76ers, the Rockets, the Pacers, the Mavericks, the Nets, the Grizzlies, and the Magic. And your kings of this prison they're creating, get to stay
Supermax,
in...
NBA Supermax.
Yeah, get to stay in the Grand Destino. The Bucks, Lakers, Raptors, Clippers, Celtics, Nuggets, Jazz, and Heat.
I hate sports. Sports is dumb. This is why. Okay, let me just read this game day schedule.
Yes, please do.
Okay, from 8:30 to 9:30, team breakfast at the hotel for the home team.
Mm-hmm.
Get this, guys. The away team gets 30 minutes more breakfast.
What?
Yep. The away team gets 8:30 to 10 o'clock.
Here's a question.
Wait, the away team gets more?
They're weighing them down with more food.
Well, that's the Tony Kukoc strategy.
Yeah, they get to spend a half an hour more with Goofy?
Yeah, I guess that's the Lopez brothers asking for that. Okay, so 9:30, transportation to the court. It's a 15-minute commute. That's for the home team.
Mm-hmm.
For the away team, 10:30 a.m. is when they leave. So the home team has to go from the restaurant straight away to the bus. They have no time in between.
Wow.
The away team has a 30-minute grace period so that there's no mingling, I suppose, between the home team and the away team. Then we've got a shoot around. Virtual media availability at the practice site for only 2 to 3 players. Mm-hmm. That is an hour of shoot around. If you
that's
ever
all their been... Zoom license will allow.
Exactly. Yeah, they're not paying for Zoom. If you've ever been to a team shoot around, it's pointless. There's no actual practice happening. It is just an excuse for creepy looking sports journalists to mill about and decide if they have the emotional energy to go talk to someone who's just going to laugh in their face. Anyway, then there's transportation back to the hotel from 11 to 11:30, and then from 12 to 12:30, home and away. Then there's a lunch, post-shoot-around lunch. Home team gets 2 hours, 11:30 to 1:30.
Mm-hmm.
The away team gets 12:30 to 2:30. So they both get 2 hours this time.
When do they get to ride Space Mountain?
I think that's on non-game days.
Oh, okay.
Okay, and then they have downtime. From 1:30 to 4:30.
Oh, that's when they ride Space Mountain.
Now, again...
That's where Lopez's will be showing their pirated copy of Captain EO.
Once again, there is now a benefit for the home team is that they get an extra hour of downtime.
Mm-hmm.
They get 3 hours versus 2 hours. Why, I don't know. I guess they're trying to simulate home court advantage.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now we're at the pregame portion of the day. 4:30 to 5 o'clock is when they take their 15-minute commute to the wide world of sports. Teams will immediately go to the locker room when they arrive. Court access for warm-up, most likely not on the game court. So a different court.
Sure.
I don't know why.
Mm-hmm.
Players will most likely not have access to the court prior to the 120-minute pregame window. Okay.
Here's a question I have about this facility. You know how it's called Disney's Wide World of Sports?
Yeah.
Is there an animatronic Howard Cosell somewhere in there? There's got to be, right?
They have a hologram of Dennis Miller.
Yeah.
Okay, so then a pregame meeting in the locker room, no media availability whatsoever.
Sure.
That is 30 minutes, or actually 25 minutes, for them to just chat. Then we have, just a bullshit session between the coach and his players. And then 20 minutes of pregame warm-ups on the court,
mm-hmm.
followed by 8 minutes of instructions.
Mm-hmm.
They refer to this as blow-off. I don't know why. I guess because of the whistle. No. Okay, and then now we're talking about post-game. Post-game team meetings will be no longer than 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Which is going to be very hard for some of the more long-winded coaches in the mm-hmm. league. I'm thinking of Greg Popovich.
he only has 10 minutes to complain about Trump. I don't know.
And then we've got a post-game media availability. Both teams will be speaking to the media from 9:50 to 10:20. Minimum two players available for press conference room. Additional two players available for virtual locker room availability. So I assume that means someone's walking around with like a camera so that you can get the experience of seeing dudes with their towels off and their dicks mm-hmm. hanging.
Yeah.
Hey, you know how Greg Popovich was in the CIA?
Yes, absolutely.
Do you think he's the one who wrote Wind of Change by the Scorpions?
Oh!
Was that a PsyOps project? Wind of Change?
Anyway, keep going, Dave.
Okay, so the last two things, you know, besides the Zoom call where people get to ask questions, transportation to the hotel from 10:25 to 10:40.
Mm-hmm.
Both teams are allowed to go home at the same time.
Oh, good.
No more advantage.
No.
And then 11 o'clock.
DJ sets.
Showers available.
Don't forget the DJ set.
Showers available.
they
have to go back to the hotel to shower, or there
must be no locker room access, or they don't want people, you know, like showering with each other and stuff.
Mm.
So showers and meal are available at the hotel at 11 o'clock, and that is the day.
Wow,
that seems really regimented.
Yep. What are they like on their eighth grade trip to Washington D.C.? Because that's what it seems like.
It does seem like that, doesn't it?
Let's move on to the more important story. I mean, this is all important and funny, but also harder to talk about story. Let's talk about Kyrie Irving and the players and Avery Bradley, rightfully, I would say, trying to boycott this. I mean, not trying to boycott, but they're bargaining, right?
So these are the people that are being most vocal with their objections and concerns mm-hmm. about the restart.
Now, I will say a lot of people were complaining about how it was unclear what the players wanted, and today they released what they want. Part of it is, hold on, let me get this tweet. Bradley and the Players Coalition described several priorities to ESPN, including improved hiring practices for Black front office and head coaching candidates, donations to organizations serving Black communities, and partnerships with Black-owned businesses and arena vendors. So, this is tight. And correct. Like, this is the thing that's grossed me out most about the Kyrie Irving talk, I would say, is the way, again, Disney-employed basketball writers were writing about him as if he was like Joker-fied.
Yeah, but he's
somehow
the devil.
Right.
For daring to want to surface these issues.
Well,
Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah. What I will say is this is sort of difficult for Round Ball Rock personally, I would say, because all of the people speaking out and who are correct and being very brave are people we make fun of pretty consistently. It's Dwight, Kyrie, CJ McCollum, Melo, Avery Bradley, and Donovan Mitchell. It's like a real who's who of people we make fun of on Round Ball Rock.
Broken clock is right twice a day, man. I think that this is, like you said, very brave, that the machine of NBA politics and labor relations is already in full swing. Like, mm-hmm. this is happening. There's nothing to stop this. So the only thing that they can do is agitate for change long term, and to have specific things that they want to see, concessions that should be made by the league, because they're going to profit more than anybody off of this, because they're going to be able to get the advertising deals that they were potentially going to fall through. They're going to get the TV rights deals for airing the playoffs in the NBA finals. Mm-hmm. You know, they're probably they've got some sort of relationship with Disney, where Disney is going to give them some kind of kickback or something. I don't know, but it seems like the league and the owners are going to benefit. So why shouldn't the players benefit? And why shouldn't we take this opportunity when everyone is paying attention to issues of race?
Right.
Everybody's thinking about systemic inequality in this country. Why don't we take that opportunity and say, let's do something about what they can control directly, which is the NBA. And, you know, I want to say that I'm really impressed that LeBron James is taking his energy and doing this voting rights. Oh, I'm serious. Doing this voting rights initiative, because those are the kinds of things that are really going to make a difference, because we're in a time in this country when people are trying to prevent you from voting. So, like, LeBron James is doing a great thing by doing this, but there are things that can be done inside the NBA, too, because the NBA is not a magical, wonderful, mystical land of racial harmony. It's not.
Yeah, no shit, dude. Like, James Dolan's an owner.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, there's just little things that the NBA is seemingly a very woke league, but it makes people – it mandates that people stand for the national anthem, and it has harsher penalties for marijuana than the NFL or Major League Baseball at this point. So there's certain areas where it's like, that's maybe not outright racist, but it is definitely not particularly tolerant. You know?
Yeah, they're neo-lib creepazoids.
It's very Pod Save America.
Yes, it is. They are for sure Pod Save America, the basketball league.
All we have to do is go back to what happened with China.
Yes,
right. Oh, exactly. Yeah.
That wasn't that long ago that they sold one of their employees under the bus, or threw him under the bus, because he dared to say something not even that critical about
one of their
a country that has countless human rights violations.
Yeah, and not even anything directly.
Posted a clip art or like a JPEG of a thing, like. And they lost their minds.
And that came up again. That came up again like 4 weeks ago when Tillman Fertitta was meeting with the president of the United States and kind of bragging about how he was going to fire Daryl Morey for it later.
He just couldn't do it yet.
Yeah, it's disgusting. Like, the NBA is not blameless in any of the problems that this country has. Just like every other sports league is culpable. Like, we're all culpable for the things that go on because we don't do enough.
And also, none of us do enough. Frankly, I think we should point out, because we've said it while not recording several times here, this fucking bubble plan is gross. Yep. It sucks, and I wish they weren't doing it because it's fucking disgusting. Like, it's like rampant gross capitalism where we're like weirdly imprisoning people. Sure, they're millionaires, but it's like a weird fucking garbage. And definitely, I've said it before, Disney employees are going to get sick and no one's going to hear about it because they make $15 an hour. Nobody gives a shit.
Yep.
And it's all like a function of just like how, you know, our government did not give people much money at all, like the protections for people, and people are being forced back to work. It's like, yeah, they make more money, but it is still the same scale of like, yeah, you're threatened with losing 15% of your salary if you don't play. And obviously NBA players make more than the average person, but also there's a lot of guys in the NBA who do not have much career left for them.
Yeah. Yep.
You know what I mean? Like, it's not like they have endless earning power or something like, you know what I mean? And it feels very naked, just the gears of capitalism grinding here, especially because so the NBA essentially introduces this plan a week ago.
Mm-hmm.
A couple days later, some players voice objections, and there is just this coordinated chorus from writers and executives leaking and player agents immediately saying that the CBA is going to be torn up.
Yeah, that was what I was just going to bring up. It's like 28 white billionaires. Sorry, Vivek and Michael Jordan, you're not included, even though you're also culpable. But it's 28 white billionaires threatening a mostly black worker group with money unless they do their bidding right now, currently in this political climate. That is right. Disgusting.
It's like
fucking
the same
gross.
Yeah. I mean, it's happening on a much smaller scale, but the same kind of gross scale if you're like, you know, a masseuse in Florida. And there the motivation is like, well, we got to get them off unemployment. Like the idea of compensating somebody for not working when there are clear circumstances that make work dangerous and a bad idea. I mean, it is a microcosm of America. Again, pod save professional sports.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know if you guys saw this because we haven't really specifically talked about it, but Stephon Bondi tweeted and is reporting that Kyrie has lobbied players to skip the bubble completely and start their own league, which I am in complete favor of, because the people that should be running this league are the players, African Americans, who made this game what it is, not all of these venture capitalists and billionaires and Russian oligarchs who've come in and decided to profit off of their hard work. Like, they should start a league. They don't need any of these people. Mm-hmm. They don't need the owners. They don't need the general managers. They don't need the white power structure of this league, because they have all the talent.
Yeah,
that's a wild idea from Kyrie. Kyrie is
good for him.
Yeah,
and I tweeted this. I tweeted this, and you know, I stand by it. It's clear people have not learned anything from Kaepernick.
Right.
And the way that we treated Kaepernick, as soon as he decides to start protesting and standing up for himself and saying this is wrong, people start piling on, calling him selfish or not patriotic, or, you know, a problem, a locker room cancer, all of these things.
Uh-huh. And
they're
eventually
doing it to Kyrie right now, saying he doesn't want to play. He doesn't care. He's trying to ruin LeBron James's career. He's selfish. Like, that's not. That means you're not listening to what he's saying, and you're just trying to create some sort of drama that isn't necessarily there, and you're ignoring real problems that he's trying to illuminate.
Yeah. And also, when you're in a negotiation like this, you take a strong position. Like, it's so bizarre to me how much everything is just, like... Okay, for the response to the CBA thing, but also, like, you have leverage. Ask for something good.
Yeah, that's the other thing that keeps getting lost in this is Kyrie Irving is a vice president in the players' union, and what he's doing is they're bargaining.
They're like, a union. He's a union officer.
He's being a very good union leader here, frankly.
It's like...
People just want him to reach across the aisle to the owners.
Yeah. What were you going to say, Dave?
He was your told.
Exactly.
He's an entertainer, and he's here to entertain me. It has nothing to do with anything other than I want to watch basketball. And if you had told me 6 months ago that the NBA would stop the season right before the Lakers were going to triumphantly run through the playoffs and win the championship, and that all it would take is a couple votes for the league to start up again so LeBron could win his title, I would say, of course, please do that. But then when you tell me the details of the plan, why they stopped playing basketball, what's at stake, I want nothing to do with it. I don't even know if I like sports after all of this. Baseball is doing the same thing. The owners would rather not have a season than pay the players fairly. Yeah. The NBA wants to put all of their players at risk. You know, they touch each other all the time, right? They're constantly touching each other. There's no social distancing on a basketball court.
Right.
It's not like baseball. It's not like tennis. It's not even like hockey where they wear masks. These dudes are sweating on each other, breathing on each other, coughing on each other, sneezing on each other for an hour and a half.
Yeah.
Like, this sucks. This is terrible. None of these sports should come back. None of them. Until there's a vaccine and they can play safely.
Yeah.
Because this doesn't matter. It doesn't give anybody a job. Okay? All of these people at Disney World are employed anyway. Mm-hmm. All of the people who work at Staples Center and Barclays and the Pfizer Forum, they're out of a job. There's not going to be games at these arenas.
Right.
There's not going to be people going to the restaurants and the bars. There's no economic engine at play here.
And again, these billionaire assholes had to be shamed by their own players into paying those people for 3 months. Uh-huh.
Yeah. So it's not like, oh, we got to get basketball going and baseball going and football going to stimulate the economy. It's not even that. It's so we have something to distract ourselves with.
Uh-huh. Well,
because
football,
we're bored and lonely.
Well, football has to start because it's a
America's game.
Yeah, if football stops, America does.
Uh-huh. Imagine if there was a virus that came along that you could only get if you were acting. Mm-hmm. If you were committing the sin of acting on camera.
Uh-huh.
That's basically what this is. This is a virus you can only get if you play sports with someone.
Right.
So stay home. Yeah, don't make these people play basketball and get sick. This is stupid.
Yeah. Look, you're fine as long as you're not indoors, making noise or breathing hard, mm-hmm. or rubbing up against somebody else's bodily fluids.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like,
don't worry though. We've invented a ring that can that can tell you if you have it.
Our COVID mood ring will be the savior.
Oh no, it's Opal. Nikola Jokic has it. They take one of those big long canes and remove.
they got the hook.
Yeah, like the vaudeville cane and remove a player when his ring turns orange.
Guys, when Magic Johnson got HIV, he retired from the NBA. And then when he came back, there were people who didn't even want to touch him.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're telling me in 2020 we're going to have basketball players playing basketball when they actually can get the virus from the things that they're doing. In 1992 or 3 or whenever he came back, you couldn't get HIV from posting a dude up. But now you can get COVID from posting someone up.
But Dave, no one was cleaning Magic Johnson's mail, okay? That's...
Really, it was the outside food being delivered to the Fabulous Forum that was the real culprit. But also, we don't know that you can't get coronavirus twice. People act like that's something, but that is not something that's been proven yet.
There are people who have gotten it before more than once.
So if you're Donovan Mitchell, you have a chance to sign a contract extension once the season ends that will give you financial security that could last for the rest of your life, and you've already had the coronavirus. Mm-hmm.
So you're wearing a sweatshirt that defines the word asymptomatic.
I'm just very sympathetic to him, and that's the first time I've ever said that on this podcast. I'm sympathetic to Donovan Mitchell. In fact, I think it's the first time I've expressed sympathy for a member of the Utah Jazz.
He's the only one who in the stratosphere of superstar players who's had it, who knows what it's like.
Rudy Gobert is not a superstar. He is crying again.
He's not.
He's crying again, Dave. You made him cry.
Probably playing Legend of Zelda with his thumb up his ass or something. It's just like people don't learn, or people would prefer to ignore reality so that they can serve whatever it is that they think they need to be doing right now. If I was still a sports writer, I wouldn't go in the bubble.
Mm-hmm.
I'd tell him to go to hell. I'd quit my job and I'd go do something else, because this is insanity. It's insanity. I cannot believe that this is happening. It is shameful. And when someone dies, someone will die.
Uh-huh.
I'm telling you right now. Like you said, Sean, it's not going to be a superstar. It's going to be somebody who cleans toilets. It's going to be somebody who's cleaning people's mail for them.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Someone who's cooking their food is going to die, and no one's going to care.
Yeah.
Well, it's sick. On that note, Dave, you have to go. I know. So we decided, because you were back, to bring back an old game we used to play.
Yeah.
When we first started this podcast, it was the 2016-2017 season. So we would always pit the super team Golden State Warriors up against another super team. So our final question of the day is, could the 2016-17 Golden State Warriors defeat the novel coronavirus COVID-19?
Oh my God. This is a harder challenge for them than the Cavs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me see. Okay. So we're talking about Steph, Draymond,
Clay, Andre,
KD,
mm-hmm.
Andre,
Zaza.
Zaza,
Andre is the sixth man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so are we talking about physical personification of the virus, or are we talking about everybody gets sick and who is going to beat the virus and survive?
I think they are just living together and playing basketball in the time of coronavirus. They're quarantined together.
Okay, so it's whether or not that they can...
They would get it. Would they contract it and then give it to each other, I think, is the way we have to play this.
It's Zaza, all bets are off.
I almost think that the coronavirus doesn't affect Zaza. Like, he's more like cyborg than man. That he doesn't really sweat like a normal person. Like, his Georgian, Eastern European bodily fluids actually do not transmit the COVID-19 virus, just because he's from such austerity and toughness. So I'm not worried about him in particular.
Here's who else I'm not worried about. I am not worried about Kevin Durant contracting it.
Me
because
either.
He does not like these people, and he's, unless Rich Kleinman somehow gets it, that's the only person he's getting it from.
Even though he has already had the coronavirus
But he is social distancing from the Golden State Warriors within their own bubble. He's not his room. He's not high-fiving Klay Thompson, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
My concern here is Draymond Green.
Yes.
I am worried about Draymond. One, as we know, he likes to get around.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. He's a popular guy with the ladies. He'd probably get pretty lonely.
Mm-hmm.
And I think his mom gets involved. I think his mom is coming to visit. Mm-hmm. She's stepping in the bubble. I think Babers Green is all up in that bubble, telling him what to do, telling him how to sleep, telling him stop playing video games all night and go to bed, quit texting that girl. She's clearly a slut. Like, all of these things that black mothers just do. They're in your business. I have one. They're constantly in business. So I think Draymond is out. Draymond is contracting the virus because his mother is contaminating the bubble, because she refuses to be away from her son.
I think if Draymond gets it, Steph Curry's getting it. Yeah, mainly because they're very close, and also... instead of hand washing, he's opted to pray the virus away.
And the mouthpiece, and he's licking his hands. It's like, and also he's constantly having to do semi-erotic photo shoots for Instagram with Aisha. So that's like, all of those are high risk behaviors.
Klay Thompson, is he getting it?
No.
Yeah, no, he's fine.
Unless he's using, like, sharing a video game controller with someone who has it. And you can't get it from dogs, right?
Nope.
Yeah, he's good to go. He's enough of a loner. Like, I guess maybe Sharon. I think he would be responsible enough to use a disposable bong too. You know what I mean? Just like use a plastic bong, throw it away after one use.
I don't think Andre's getting it either. I think Andre is way too paranoid to get it.
He is light years ahead of that virus.
Remember, he's the one who also, when Prince died, his first response was, "Did you hear? They killed Prince."
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yep.
So
he is definitely getting his personal chef to send in food.
Also, he's canceled the 5G in his house.
Yeah. Yeah. And he hired the personal chef. The personal chef sends in food. But Andre is actually just eating old MREs because that's the only thing he thinks he can trust.
Because it's sealed.
Steve Kerr is getting it.
Yeah, absolutely.
He's going to share wine with the wrong guy.
I think we're calling this a tie, right? Then
no, I'm saying coronavirus wins because here's the thing, guys. The virus always wins. Mm-hmm. And that is the thing that nobody wants to talk about, is it? There's no vaccine. If you get it, you can die, and it's very easy to transmit. So the virus always wins. The Warriors get swept 4-0. They're not beating the coronavirus. I'm sorry. We need to take this seriously, guys. The NBA is not taking it seriously. Yeah. People all across this country aren't taking it seriously. I guess in some ways I'm not, because I got a haircut like a jackass. So... yeah, the coronavirus wins. The coronavirus stomps them. It's not even a gentleman's sweep. They just beat the shit out of them.
All right. Well, that's our show. Dave, please plug Full Court Chat with Dave Schilling.
Oh, sure. Follow me on Twitter at Dave_Schilling if you don't know who I am, because you've listened to this after I left the show. And listen to Full Court Chat. Again, it's available on all podcast platforms that you can think of. And continue to support Round Ball Rock because it's my greatest achievement. It's my son, and then Round Ball Rock. Those are my two things I've created in this world. And I'm proud of both of them.
Thanks, Dave. We love you.
Thanks, Dave.
Love you too, guys.
As for us, please donate to the ellabakercenter.org/donate. Again, we'll have a different... we'll have a different charity next week. Please help us in donating. And Sean, did you write a song?
I did. It's a song about, it's a Lindsey Buckingham song about playing in Orlando, and it's called Bubble.
Great. As for me, you can always follow me on Twitter at Frankie Muniz, where today I retweeted my wife at Pog Muniz, who tweeted, "I just heard my husband on the phone trying to explain his first name by saying, 'My name is Francisco, like the Rice-A-Roni. You know, the San Francisco treat?' I couldn't physically laugh hard enough." And you know what's troubling about that to me? Is thinking that about how Frankie Muniz's name is actually Francisco Muniz.
Amazing.
Trust the process and shut it down. Billionaires are bad, cops are bad, defund the police, Black Lives Matter.
It's lit, fam.
Hi.
3, 4, 2, 3, 4, 2, 3, 4. I really shouldn't be playing tonight. I really should be staying at home. But Tillman Fertitta is out of cash, so the NBA's in Thunderdome. Florida's COVID rate is gonna double. We're playing in the bubble. Worse optics than the Hubble. Black Falcons got stubble. So come to Orlando and play me. Let the TV money keep you safe. Heat up the sauna for Kyrie. I hope Gobert will cover his face. If you hit a strip club, then you're in trouble. We're playing in the bubble. Or the CBS in rubble. Responsible triple doubles. We're playing in the bubble.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.